Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We are going to be talking about how you can beat liver disease. Want to know how to do that? And you're going to want to know, because there's so many toxins these days that can just really put your liver under severe stress. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we may have enough time to talk about some prescriptions and vision issues. So we'll see how the hour goes. But coming up real soon here on Herb Talk Live, we're going to be talking with next week, a week from tonight, we're going to be talking with Dr. Paul Kinsinger, who has a natural way to deal with nail fungus. Now, a lot of you have asked me about that, and a lot of the natural ways to deal with nail fungus is long term, 8 months, a year, and people just don't hang with the therapy that long, and so they're unable to deal with the nail fungus. So anyway, Dr. Paul is going to be with us to give us a heads up on what he thinks is going to work. So he'll be here on the 13th. And, of course, we have Dr. Rebecca Carley is going to be here with us on the 20th. We got new vaccines coming off the pharmaceutical press, so we're going to talk about that. And also on the 22nd, Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading is going to be with us. She's going to give us a heads up on, you know, what to look for if you're thinking about buying some gold and silver coins, you know, to help you out, to guide you as far as not, you know, getting taken from some scoundrels out there. And, of course, Melanie's the person I turn to whenever I want to, you know, get some backup currency just in case. And she's the head of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, very ethical. And I like the way she explains stuff for us people that just don't have our head in finances all the time, you know. And so she's going to be with us on the 22nd, but you can definitely check out our website by clicking on her link, which is on our links page at thepowerherbs.com. Get on over to her website, or you can just simply give her a call at 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188 for discount, and ask for Melanie and tell her I sent you. Yeah. Okay, and we do have a quack report, but before we get to that, big salute and Semper Fi to our military. We pray for our righteous men and women in uniform. Yeah, we hit the knees and seek the Lord's face every day, right? Right. Well, if you're not, you need to, because that's what's going to save you in the end. It is. And, you know, I'm praying for righteous leadership to be restored in this land, that righteous men and women just rise up, say, we've had enough, and we're not going to take this nonsense, right? And we're just going to say, absolutely not. I mean, just today, breaking news that some people in the Department of Justice and some heads of the National Security Council, they gave Congress some leaking information, and they got on planes and left the country. What's up with that? We got problems, folks. We need the Lord to help us out. And if it's his will, he'll help restore this nation, be, you know, repairer of the breach, as the good book says. But it's our job to ask. You know, you have not because you ask not. Let's pray and be sincere about it. Mind the time. It grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. What do we got in the quacker tonight? Ooh. We've got a carcinogen. Of course we do. Now, what do you suppose is in your chewing gum and in your protein shake and in your diet food? Is it aspartame? No, it's a new product. Yes, it's called Ace Flumine Potassium, or Ace Flumine K for short. Sometimes they call it Ace K. And what the heck is this, and does it mess up your central nervous system? Is it genetically modified? This sweetener they're putting in stuff. Well, Ace K, as it is affectionately known as, is a potassium salt. That contains a methylene chloride, which is a known carcinogen. And it's not the same as aspartame, but often it can be with aspartame in a lot of products. So long-term exposure to methylene chloride causes nausea, headaches, mood problems, impairment of the liver and kidneys, problems with your eyesight, and possible cancer. And also they think it contributes to hypoglycemia. So all the artificial sweeteners out there, including this Ace Sulfame K, or Ace K for short, hasn't really gone under any scientific scrutiny testing. Early studies showed that there was a link to multiple cancer developments in the lab animals. Of course, you know, those lab rats kind of real close to the human biology. So watch the artificial sweeteners and read labels. Moving along in the quack report, what else we got? Brazilian scientists think they got this AIDS epidemic all figured out. That's right. They've developed an HIV vaccine. That's right. It's called HIV-BR18. I guess BR is for Brazil. Anyway, The vaccine has been patented, being developed as we speak, from the medicine facility at the University of Sao Paulo. So Research Foundation there is developing it, and they think they have the vaccine ready to roll off as soon as they get the go-ahead. Basically, the vaccine would not totally eliminate the AIDS virus from the person, but what the vaccine they think will do is have that host person be able to maintain a lower viral load of the HIV, and it won't make their immune system deficient, and they won't pass it on or transmit the virus to anyone else. You believe that? I got a bridge for sale. Yes, I do. Going to talk with Dr. C about that next week. What else we have in the Quack Report? Young woman's ovaries totally destroyed by Gardasil vaccine. Newly published study has revealed that Merck and company, who masterminded the Gardasil for a Papilloma HPV vaccine, they kind of forgot to do any research on the effects of this vaccine regarding a woman's reproductive system. Isn't that great? Yeah. At least one woman from Australia, 16-year-old, has no ovaries now that function at all 3 years after getting the Gardasil shot. So they've been really, what happened is that it put her through premature menopause and boom, they shut down. Yeah. So here she is, 18, 19 years old, and she will not be able to have a family the natural way. Premature ovarian failure is what they're calling it, and they have tracked it to be following the human papilloma vaccination. The Australian Therapeutic Administration is kind of the equivalent of the FDA. They've revealed that Merck did not conduct any safety testing on Gardasil in relation to the effects of a woman's ovaries, but they did regarding a male's testes. Well, what this is, folks, is a sterilization drug, apparently. Don't give it to your kids. That's what I would do if I was you. Last but not least in the Quack Report, let's see, speaking of cancer and the Gardasil thing and the papilloma, broccoli, they say, helps you prevent getting cancer. It keeps you from getting cancer. And they don't know why, but they think they've discovered why. They haven't known for a while, but broccoli, people that consume broccoli on a regular basis seem to have some sort of protection from cardiovascular disease and cancer. So a team of researchers at the British Institute of Food Research has published their results of their paper in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and they think they've explained the reason broccoli protects us so. There's this metabolic modification that happens in your system when you eat broccoli. Because broccoli has a high glucoraphanin, okay, and it has that cancer-fighting ability. So there's a metabolic change, and it gives you a heightened cancer-fighting ability. The study went on to say that they found evidence that the glucosolates, including the glucoraphanin, that is found in broccoli reduces your risk of chronic disease, including the cancer. So scientists, they think they found the compound in broccoli, and they are calling it salforaphane, and it has a chemical reaction somehow in your mitochondria. That's your power source inside your cells. And what it does is it just helps repair any aging that your cell typically goes through as you use your body and move along in life. So there you go. Study recommends eating, broccoli 2 or 3 times a week, or any from the same vegetable family like Brussels sprouts and kale and cauliflower. So go out there and get you some broccoli. And that wraps the Quack Report.
Okay. available.
Ooh, thank you, Frank. Hey, before we start on how you can beat liver disease, I want to mention one of our listeners called and left me a voicemail. Andrew called. I want to thank Andrew for calling. And he had heard the show that we did on the difference in the wheat berry that we have here in the United States and over in Europe, and the wheat intolerance issue, the gluten intolerance, celiac disease show that we did. And he told me about a company in Ohio called the Berlin Natural Bakery, and you can get to their website, BerlinNaturalBakery.com. And they have done away with all the wheat varieties, and they make bread from spelt. And so it's all natural. There's no dough conditioners, and you can order online if they don't have it at a store near you. They have this really neat, you know, store finder on their website. But if you can't find it, you can order direct. And their number is 330-893-2734. 330-893-2734. And that's the BerlinNaturalBakery.com. And tell them I sent you. Yeah, that'd be neat if we could get them as a sponsor for the show, because they have some really good stuff there. And also, I should mention that if you're really into removing all gluten, then AuthenticFoods.com out of California is another option for you. They have gluten-free mixes, and most health food stores will carry their stuff, but you can also order direct from them too. So that's AuthenticFoods.com. All right. What else do we – well, we're going to talk about how we can beat liver disease. It's prevalent nowadays. I mean, we get so many toxins, you know. I mean, if you're doing any kind of, you know, spray paint art with aerosol cans, hey, you're risking your liver just by breathing that stuff. So according to the CDC, in 2010 – there were over 100,000 hospital admissions for chronic liver disease and over 31,000 deaths from liver disease. Now, so for every 100,000 people, they said there's going to be three people that die from sick livers. However, according to the American Liver Foundation, there are over 30 million Americans, that's one out of 10 people, with liver disease. They have sick livers walking around right now. So what kind of liver disease are we talking about? Well, the usual liver disease, you know, hepatitis C, non-alcohol fatty livers, liver cancer, cirrhosis, and hepatitis B, you know, that kind of thing. So we're going to give you a heads up on what you can do about that. Well, let's talk about a little bit of prevention, because to help prevent liver problems, make sure your lifestyle is healthy and avoid the overuse of alcohol, of course. And hand sanitation. Hand sanitation is going to be really important. And like I said, avoid those aerosol sprays. Also, you may want to avoid sharing any personal care products like your toothbrushes, your nail clippers, and razors. Also, intimacy is also an area you'll want to exercise some caution. And illegal drugs, of course, will always harm the heart and the liver. Also, you want to educate yourself on the liver, what affects it, you know, what it needs, what TLC you can give it, that kind of stuff. Well, let's talk about, real quickly, some of the drugs that affect your liver that you may be on right now and didn't realize. There are hundreds of prescription drugs that can damage the liver. So your common pain relievers, your acetaminophen and ibuprofen, naproxen and aspirin, or naproxen, I should say, even your oral contraceptives and antifungal drugs, you know, people take that Lamisil for their nail fungus. So these can all promote viral hepatitis to the liver, or damage the blood vessels in the liver, or scar the liver tissue that causes cirrhosis of the liver. So got to be real careful. So prescription drugs can actually give you a fatty liver or jaundice and even liver tumors, depending on the medication. So now, if you are a subscriber to our newsletter, our online newsletter, you will have received a fast link to a list of drugs that can create liver disease. So if you haven't signed up for the American Survival or the Health Quest newsletter, they're free and they go out every week. So you can sign up at thepowerherbs.com and click on newsletters, and you'll get this information delivered to you each week for free and help you keep you healthy out there. Okay, let's talk about some drug-induced hepatitis. What? Oh, yeah. Drug-induced hepatitis is big. It's a big money maker for the allopathic medical gurus out there. Now, I want you to read the warning literature for the prescription drugs and also do a more detailed search online of that drug, any drug that is recommended to you, okay? So many of you may be, you know, taking birth control pills or heart medications like statin drugs or tetracycline drugs, and you can end up with an inflamed liver. And liver disease can often be the side effect of the drug. So the pharmaceutical manufacturer may tell you to, you know, notify your doctor if you experience abdominal pain, dark urine, diarrhea, fatigue, fever, headache, jaundice, loss of appetite, nausea or vomiting, a rash, or white-colored stool. That's bad, by the way, if you see that. In other words, you're experiencing liver damage, and you could end up with hepatitis A, B, C, or D. So you are also going to be at risk if you use needles or if you're exposed to poor hygiene at a hospital or nursing home, right? Okay, let's talk about a word about the pain relief drugs out there, because, you know, there's a lot of people taking those things, and, you know, then they hurt, so they want some pain relief, and, you know, who could blame them, right? So I did touch on the typical pain relief products, acetaminophen, ibuprofen, that kind of thing, that can have an adverse effect on your liver. So if you have chronic knee or elbow, shoulder, neck, or back pain, and you take these type of drugs on a regular basis, let's say you take Tylenol or Advil or Motrin IV, Aleve, or even extra strength aspirin products, you know, over-the-counter stuff, you're putting your liver at risk of developing hepatitis. Yeah. So, you know, there's that big commercial where the guy's a delivery guy, you know, like, you know, FedEx or, you know, UPS dude, and they take away his Aleve and they give him something else, and he's having to pop more pills throughout the day, and he wants his Aleve back because he only has to take it once a day. You know, he's taking that once a day for what? Months? Years? Until all of a sudden his doctor tells him, you know, you have an inflamed liver. We think you have hepatitis. And it's all because of pain relievers for that, in that particular case. Well, let's talk about some other drugs. Some antibiotics can also cause hepatitis of the liver, like your amoxicillin drug called Augmentin. Did you know that? Yeah. And the heart drugs like Lipitor, Mevacor, Pravacol, Zocor, Lescol, and Crestor all have the potential of causing hepatitis. Did you know that? Oh, they'll probably say it's rare. Mm-hmm. Long-term drug therapy will put your liver at risk. See, your liver is the one organ that's on 24/7 call. He's like the sentry. He's like the Marine Corps of your body that has to neutralize any threat that comes to it. It has to neutralize it with enzymes. It has to manufacture enzymes like P450 to neutralize anything that would be a threat to you. So if you take any pharmaceutical drugs, that's a threat. So the liver's on duty. So if you're on a long-term drug care, that's, you know, it's going to wear that liver out eventually. It's not supposed to have to do that. Well, let's talk about herbs now. That some people use herbs very unwisely, and they can hurt your liver. That's right. Now, some herbs that are intended for a short-term use and which should not be taken in pharmaceutical concentrated doses can also harm your liver, such as Cascara Sagrada, Chaparral, Comfrey, Cava, Mistletoe, Gerrymander, and Ephedra. So also shark cartilage and some other supplements are also to be, you know, mentioned because, you know, liver damage from these will always be a dose-related issue. Because it doesn't take a rocket science to know. You don't need a rocket scientist to tell you that 30 pounds of an herb that's contained in a mega dose in this little capsule here, that's not the normal way you would use that herb. Okay? So I'm also, personally, I'm also unaware of any death certificate issued as listing an herb or supplement used properly as the cause of death. So it is also not recommended to mix your herbs with your over-the-counter and prescription medications or alcohol or even street drugs, okay? Just, you know, try not to do that. All right, and what about vaccines? Well, there are a number of vaccines that have been scientifically documented as causing liver disease. That's right. And the influenza vaccines and the hepatitis B vaccine are common culprits. And, of course, like I said, if you subscribe to the newsletter, you get these links that kind of document all this stuff here. And you can kind of check that out for yourself. Now, there are some studies. There have been actually several animal studies on nutrients, on how the liver reacts to them. And we've learned earlier that if you heard the show on magnesium, magnesium is one of those minerals that helps protect the body from lethal toxicity. So, interesting enough, chlorella contains high magnesium, and research on chlorella lately says it's very impressive at protecting you from liver damage and disease. It's a very inexpensive nutrient, and it will assist the liver to detox itself because it's going to be hit and filter all these poisons out of your blood system for you. That's its job. So, I typically recommend the broken cell chlorella to improve your digestion and for the absorption of the amino acids and protein to be better. So if you can get the broken cell kind, and try to avoid Klamath Lake versions of that if you can. Also, let's talk about some herbs that are really going to help support your liver quickly. One of my favorite herbs, I've talked about it before, is milk thistle. It does contain antioxidants called silymarin, which the liver utilizes through a protein synthesis to make new healthy liver cells to replace old and dying cells. So the antioxidants in your milk thistle also help to protect the liver from toxicity with the mineral content magnesium. So your milk thistle also has the magnesium in it. Milk thistle has been used for hundreds of years for various liver ailments like fatty liver, inflamed liver, jaundice, cirrhosis, and even hepatitis. So milk thistle is one of those things you can use long term, and it's very good for your liver. I got somebody trying to call me. All right, let's talk about some other herbs. Other herbs that you can use which will also contain high magnesium to assist the liver are some of your pain and anti-inflammatory herbs like willow bark and meadow sweet. So you have an option to the over-the-counter and prescribed pain relievers right there, and it won't destroy your liver. Also, for your heart herbs, you can use cayenne and red clover and ginger root. These also contain that high magnesium to protect the liver, while it helps to strengthen your cardio system. It looks like you have options to those heart drugs, too. And if there is cancers, if there's a cancer risk to the liver, the folks at Windsor Medical Hospital in Canada recently discovered the power of dandelion root in helping all cancer cells commit suicide. So if you're worried about liver cancer, I personally would stock some dandelion root. So, you know, it's all this stuff is a phone call away. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and they'll hook you up. But we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I said you wanna be starting something. Let's go.
here on Herb Talk Live, and I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And we were talking in the first part of the show, we were talking about how you can beat liver disease. Now, you know, it's really easy. We've done all the homework for you. The answer to liver problems, really just a phone call away. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have a lot of the herbs we just talked about that help the body and the liver to heal itself. Herbs for pain and inflammation. They have a liquid pain formula, and they have it in regular and extra strength. And they also have the chlorella I mentioned with the high magnesium. That's in their Body Foundation food mix. And, of course, they do have the milk thistle with the antioxidant silymarin. And they also have the heart herbs in their heart cholesterol blood pressure formula, so you don't have to take those dangerous heart drugs that can kill your liver. And, of course, they have dandelion root. That's also there. Liver disease from toxins and prescription drugs or poor hygiene can be addressed another way, folks. Can be. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get a free product catalog. Their number is 24/7, toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Or you go to the website, ThePowerHerbs.com, ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And if you sign up for their free online newsletters, guess what? You get discount coupons you can use towards their products. You could use that over the phone, through the internet, whatever. So sign up, get free information, and save big time on some really fabulous herbal products. Okay. Well, we got a whole half of the show to go, so we're going to talk about some vision problems. If you've been listening to us here on Herb Talk, you know that I'm in the process of reversing my myopia, which is nearsightedness. I frequently have John Monroe on the show from Colorado. He's a natural vision expert, and I'm using his vision kit as well as the herbs, the herbal eye wash, and some things to reverse vision problems because it's doable. And it just baffles your ophthalmologist to see your vision get better. Although they'll say stuff like, well, you know, a distance vision can get better, but then reading vision gets worse or vice versa. But they don't know what to do when both of them get better. Let me tell you, I'm out of my bifocals. I was a -4. A -4 going almost 2 years ago. So I've been. This is a work in progress. I haven't been working on it steadily like I should. I've been naughty here and there. I take a little break. I get back on the bandwagon and I work some more. And I am just changing my vision. And I have that power and so do you. So we're going to talk about how you can prevent a lot of vision problems and improve your vision if you're wanting to do that. And by the way, one of the first things that improves when you work on a natural approach to improving vision is that your reading vision improves first. Also, images become sharper and colors more vivid. So that's what you're going to notice when you start a natural approach to vision problems. Let's talk about some of the nutrition, too, also that your eye's going to need. Nutrition for eye health. You pretty much can do a search on that online and see a whole bunch of stuff. Antioxidants, essential fatty acids are mentioned, of course, vitamins and some herbs. But what do we do with all of that? You know, how much do we take and, you know, how long do we hang with it? Well, one thing is flaxseed will help prevent dry eyes. Now, you see those big commercials for all these eye drops. Lestasis is that new drug that's, you know, kind of bad for you long run. But flaxseed, folks, just get some flaxseed. Get that in the diet. Flaxseed is great for dry eyes, protects your eyes from vision loss as well. Another recommendation you'll see is if you get more omega-3 fatty acids into the diet, it helps prevent vision damage from, rays, sun rays, and things like that. So, you know, eat some salmon once in a while. Use some olive oil. And we've all heard about lutein, an antioxidant in vegetables that helps assist us also with eye health. So there's lots that we can do to protect our vision. And don't forget that vitamin E to prevent cataracts and macular degeneration. And, you know, you want to watch the alcohol because if you drink too much alcohol, it can cause a cataract. So you want to limit the adult beverage out there. So how does all this work in preventing vision problems? How can we tap into all this nutrition and protect our vision? There's 5 million people out there with vision issues, low vision, blindness, various stages of vision problems. And you know what? The allopathic medicine, people in vision care, medical people, they all expect your vision, everybody's vision, to get worse, not better. Okay? No, they're hoping. Let's translate that. They're hoping it gets worse, not better, because it keeps them in business. So by the year 2020, half of the globe is going to be wearing glasses. That's their expectation. Well, I'm sorry to say, I'm going to do something about that. If you want to listen, great. If not, okay. But let's talk about your eyes. The technical geniuses out there that went into the creation of your eyes, creation of your eyes is a miracle from God, but the technical gurus out there, they have a series of photoreceptors that they say that your eyes have, cones and rods to help us to see. Okay, so they've labeled all the parts of our beautiful eyes. The eye itself is small, but it does contain, they say, 6 million cones to read color, bright light with, and 125 million rods to read black and white or dim light with. So your eyes, kind of sophisticated, and it's enough to handle the glare of a policeman's flashlight in your face. And you can also pick up on a single photon of dim light from a distant star. So your eyes are pretty spectacular and complex. Science is saying that they fail to not everything about your eyes. They fail by not having enough pigments. Your eyes can fail, they say, by not having enough pigments. But it's kind of like having a color copier that runs out of toner, they say, when you don't have enough pigments. So the most frequent problem that we see is we don't get enough lutein, and that's found in the cone part of your eyes, along with low levels of it's called zeaxanthin. And the rods will hold a majority of your purple pigments, and when the pigment gets lost or damaged, then one area of the eye has it results in a problem. So vision problems, kind of complex. They try to explain it to us, but if we just get some balanced nutrition, we can just let the eyes heal themselves. Let's talk about some macular degeneration, because that's a big problem. A lot of it's been reported on this particular vision issue. It affects a part of your retina, which controls sharp central vision. There seems to be two forms of the disease, wet and dry macular degeneration. Dry macular degeneration is the most common, involving fatty deposits under the light sensing cells inside the retina. The wet macular degeneration, although less common, is more serious to a vision loss. So it involves the growth of new blood vessels under the retina that tend to leak and distort vision, and then it creates scar tissue. So it is suspected that this develops with a lack of antioxidants, and then you get some free radical damage in there, and the light-sensing retinal cells become inflamed, and they cause them to leak and atrophy. So that's what all that is about. But, of course, John Monroe has explained some things about natural ways to deal with that on the show. And so he'll be back on again soon, and we'll talk about it some more. Let's talk about some age-related eye disease, because we assume that as we get older, at least the medical gurus assume as we get older, our vision is going to decline. And for the most part, that is true if we don't keep up, and, maintenance is what we got to keep in mind. Nearly 4% or 10 million of our aging population will experience macular degeneration. Research from the National Eye Institute's reporting that zinc and antioxidants play a huge role, and by providing the body with adequate nutrition to support this, you can reduce your risk by at least 25%. So how much are the experts recommending of these nutrients that you should use? Well, they say if you're using supplementation, 500 milligrams of vitamin C, 400 milligrams of vitamin E, 15 milligrams of beta-carotene, 80 milligrams of zinc, and 2 milligrams of copper. Now, in most cases, vision loss is a slow progression, and cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma can be slowed, especially if it's caused by a diabetic neuropathy situation. So we can deal with this with nutrition, and we can slow it, bring it to a crawl. Let's talk about glaucoma for a minute, because this is the most common cause of blindness, and it gives the victim no painful symptoms. It allows the condition to advance just prior to a peripheral vision disappearing, signaling a big red flag. So you are dealing with a slow death of the optic nerve in this case, which carries the visual information from the eye to your brain. And just like most eye problems, it is slow. It's one of those slow, gradual things. So, you know, I do recommend you do get a vision exam, an eye exam annually, so that you can be alerted to any problem. So this means that with glaucoma, you're going to have an opportunity to correct it. It's slow progressing. So if you are alert to the problem, you can do something about it. You don't want to wait for your eye physician just prior to monitoring your pressure to see if it gets worse. You want to change your lifestyle right away. So you can take, you know, all the eye drops you want to reduce eye pressure, or you can get some exercise, because researchers say when it comes to glaucoma patients that if they walk briskly 40 minutes at each day, it reduces their eye pressure by 2.5 millimeters. And that happens within 3 months. So regular exercise is going to help with the eye pressure. Okay, so if you do a cardiac aerobic exercise every day, you're all set to lower that eye pressure, and you'll be good. Circulation to the eye is a major factor with regards to degenerative diseases of the eye. So the delivery of the nutrition and the removal of waste particles is essential to good eye health. So foods that help to maintain that vascular integrity of the blood vessels are going to be foods with what they call anthracosonides, and they are superoxidants. Antioxidants is what they are. So you're going to find this level of antioxidants in your bright colored berries like bilberry, goji berries, and blueberries, things like that. So scientists also are looking into these antioxidants to ward off diabetes and even cancer. So a lot of your super rich antioxidant foods are going to help you there. So what about nutrition for the eye cones and rods? Well, according to some research, they link some nutritional elements to improving those pigments in your eyes, cones, and rods. Many pigments are made from carotenins or vitamin A, which also protect the eye and help it to react appropriately to light. So you want to eat a lot of those vitamin A-rich foods. And if you're looking for a food list which contains specific nutrients, we do have an alphabet food list that we give out free of charge at Apothecary Herbs. All you can do is get on the website and send us an email saying, hey, I want the alphabet food list, and we'll send it to you. Or you can call and request it, and we'll send it to you through regular mail. So that's all you have to do is call the folks at Apothecary Herbs to ask for the food list, and then you can look at the appropriate vitamin you need to beef up your eye health, and you know, zinc or whatever, and get that into the body. That toll-free number, if you want to request that, is 866-229-3663. Just tell them you want the alphabet food list, 866-229-3663, and we'll get it in the mail to you. Now, the foods that will do the most to promote healthy eyesight are going to contain the nutrition to produce the pigments in the eyes. So you'll find these types of foods in eggs, kale, spinach, turnip greens, collard greens, romaine lettuce, broccoli, zucchini, peas, organic corn. So much of the corn is become GM, so be careful. Brussels sprouts is also listed. You're also going to find a riboflavin in natural vitamin A found in your egg yolks, real butter, beef, elderberries, sweet potato and carrot juice. So herbs that are going to be rich in these types of nutrition and a lot of keratin are going to be your spirulina algae, your guta cola, your barley grass, your peppermint leaf, sienna leaf, uvarisi leaf, alfalfa, nettle leaf, and, of course, eyebright herb. Everybody's heard about eyebright, so that's cool. So here's some things to avoid. We mentioned the alcohol now, but apparently vitamin A you can get in cod liver oil, but it's not going to promote better vision because it is not from a beta-carotene source, so be aware of that. Synthetic vitamin A is also going to be inferior. That should be avoided as well. And they don't contain full-spectrum nutrition, the synthetic sources of your supplements, so that's a problem. And you want to try to get them in your food sources or your whole food supplements if you can. Now, convenience foods, processed foods are going to be absolutely depleted of a lot of nutrition your eyes are going to need. So it's going to be, if it's a challenge for you to eat right, you can tap into some quick nutrition at breakfast time in orange juice, or if you make a smoothie, you can just throw in the Body Foundation food mix that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. They have the chlorella and lots of the minerals and vitamins and amino acids that the eyes are going to need for eye health. And you can also check out their herbal eye wash, which is really nice for allergy eye, conjunctivitis, pink eye, and also just a cleansing of the eye to improve vision issues. So you can check that out also at Apothecary Herbs. They have lots of formulas there that you might want to check out, and you can request a free product catalog by calling them toll-free, 866-229-3663, or you can check their offering out on the web at thepowerherbs.com. All right, so we got a little time left. We covered eyes and we covered liver. So now we're going to be talking about some prescriptions and some side effects that you should be aware of, because, you know, I think people rely on pharmaceutical drugs way too readily. I call it prescription promiscuity, to be honest. I do. So, because it's really the most mismanaged condition in primary care. A condition that, you know, they dole out these prescriptions and then the follow-up isn't real good on how you're doing. According to Dr. Marian Rapkin, the condition in question is, let's say you have chest congestion, commonly referred to in medical offices and insurance companies as respiratory infection or URI. So modern science manages chest congestion with a continuous use of antibiotics. So modern medicine dispenses antibiotics like, you know, crack addicts that can't stop. So we live in the age of prescription promiscuity, which has created a greater problem called antibiotic-resistant diseases. So what can we do about this? Well, we can beef up our immune system, for one thing. We're going to look at that as well because, you know, we're just right around the corner from fall here. And now's the time to start thinking about how you can pump up your immune system so you don't get these, you know, allergies in the fall and colds and flu. Now, majority of the common colds, such as your upper respiratory infections, bronchitis, laryngitis, influenza, coughing, sinus infections, pneumonia, you name it, they all can be self-diagnosed pretty readily at home. However, most people, you know, they just run to their primary care doctor for a prescription right away. According to IMS Health, which is a research firm, and the FDA, in 2010, 70 million prescriptions that totaled $2.3 billion were filled for cold and allergy medicines alone. Over 50% of the patients that go to the doctor with chest congestion receive an antibiotic. And some will first try an over-the-counter product. And at the first sign of a sniffle, some people just rush to the drugstore for their Advil, Sudafed, Vicks, DayQuil, whatever. And Americans are spending $1 billion a year on this stuff. So these drugs will address your symptom only and can actually interfere with your immune system to try to get you over the problem, and it can actually prolong the disease. Obviously, I'm not suggesting that you do nothing and risk developing an acute infection, but use common sense and research your options to assist your immune system instead of hindering it. So there is serious concern that when you continuously hinder an immune system function with these types of products, you're going to create such a weakness that at some point your immune system may not react at all. And that's a concern a lot of us have in the natural area. Well, let's talk about some side effects. A lot of people are using antihistamines. They're marked under many brand names and may temporarily stop sneezing, but they do produce drowsiness. So decongestants may temporarily reduce congestion, but they do produce the risk of tachycardia, high blood pressure, dizziness, and they can obstruct bladder function. Expectorants may temporarily produce a slight decrease in sputum, but does not stop the cough, indicating the mucus is still a problem. There are also are no safe and effective pharmaceuticals or over-the-counter products to treat viruses that produce the colds and flu bugs. Bottom line is, if you consistently use antibiotics for every infection, you will not build any immunity to these types of diseases. So for a list of common side effects for your Advil, they actually range from rash to heart failure. And, of course, we did publish a more detailed list for this kind of thing for Advil for adults and children in our newsletter, which you would get free of charge if you sign up for that. Sudafed side effects are usually not life-threatening, but they do range from dizziness to difficulty urinating. And some more detailed information on that was also included in our newsletter. Also, DayQuil has quite the list from chest pain to uneven heartbeat to dangerously high blood pressure. And again, the list is in the newsletter. So how do you know? So let's say you know, you're drinking your herb teas, you're using your immune system herbs, you're doing different natural therapies to assist your body to get over a cold, flu, or upper respiratory infection, and it's just dragging on. Well, how do you know it's time to seek medical attention? Well, it was not uncommon in the 17th century to take 4 weeks or more to get over a cold. So depending on the pathogen, it could really give your immune system a workout. So in modern times, it tends to be unheard of, though, to be out of work or away from school for more than a week. Businesses and public education systems discourage rest beyond 3 days to recuperate. However, the medical establishment says if your cold stays with you for more than 3 weeks, or if you have a fever for longer than 7 days, it's time to go see your doctor. No doubt you will have this to occur if all you do is suppress the symptoms with over-the-counter products and do nothing to help your immune system get rid of the virus. So DayQuil may help you get through the day at work, but the infection's going to crop up in the form of sinus pain, ear pain, breathing problems, and the list can go on. I personally have had some persistent pathogens, which made my immune system work really hard for about 4 weeks. But, of course, I tend to support the immune system with immune-strengthening herbs, and I don't hinder the immune system. I also get as much rest as I can. So, therefore, immune systems do work. We just got to give them the ability and the nutritional components to assist them to work even harder and shorten the duration of illness. And there are herbs for that. We have a bunch of immune system herbs at thepowerherbs.com. You can simply give them a call, and they'll educate you on that. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663, because, you know, winter is right around the corner. And thepowerherbs.com is their website, so check that out when you get a minute. We're almost out of time. Well, we are out of time. We're out of time, but don't forget, coming up next week, Dr. Paul Kissinger on nail fungus, and we're going to see what he says about that. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.